This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, what did you do on your Memorial Day or your government-approved day off, however you wish to phrase it?
Well, my truck broke on Sunday.
That's always convenient.
In a bad way. And that's what I did all Monday.
Fixing the truck?
Working on the truck and not getting it fixed because I can't figure out what the hell the problem is. I ended up buying another truck on Monday.
Wow.
So I
You found somewhere Monday that was open and selling vehicles?
I happened to know someone who had a vehicle who was selling it, and I just happened to jump on that bandwagon. And that's what I've been doing today is getting it up and running because it had its own issues. So I am, here I am, Mr. Frugal. I love, number one list on being frugal, number one, cut out the middleman. You save so much money if you could just get rid of that middleman, do it yourself. You know, just you got YouTube. There's plenty of guys out there who are, they got how-tos, you know, YouTube Academy.
I hate doing car work.
Exactly. Well, that's where I am. I loathe it. I loathe it. But I love saving money. So there it is. I'm stuck in the middle. What you going to do?
I see.
I like it depending on what it is. I mean, if it's replacing an air compressor or a starter or something like that, something relatively simple, yeah. I wouldn't say I love it, but I don't mind taking the time to do it.
Yeah.
But when it starts to getting into these more complicated things, like you mentioned, maybe the catalytic converter on your truck
or whatever. Two of them. And they're not cheap. And that's the reason. Okay. It's not necessarily that it is so fused to the bottom of my truck from all of the nasty salt that we have to drive through the winter. Mm-hmm. You know,
should be easy to get off. Just hit it with a hammer, and thanks to all the salt, it'll just like the rusted bolts will break.
In some instances, you got to cut the damn thing off.
Yeah.
But I'm actually looking at the prices of them, and it's like, is my truck even worth that? So
that's an important question.
So I got a new one, and I went through the whole rigmarole. New to me. I got it all registered today. I went through their stupid fiery hoops. Of working with the DMV, I had to call in Concord and I had to schedule an appointment
in Keene or in Keene. Concord.
And I took all my information, my title, and the registration I got from the city side. Mm-hmm. I took it to a drop off box at the DMV. And by the way, this is a process that takes like 15 minutes, so the line isn't long.
Uh-huh.
And I put it in an envelope. I bought some envelopes at Walmart because I didn't have any. Put all my information in a stupid envelope with my information on the top. And waited a couple of hours, and they called me back and got my credit card information, and then they got my plates, and then I had to drive back, and I had to knock on the door politely, and I had to wait for someone to come to the door. They're all masked up, and by the way, check this out: two either reserved or National Guard underneath a pavilion at the front of the DMV with boxes of masks, and then some either civilian or a contractor or someone. There's three guys all standing at parade rest, just standing there. No one in the parking lot. I was the only person in the parking lot, and you had three human beings.
They have a pop-up tent or something like that?
They had like a pavilion with no walls.
So what were they doing, giving away the masks?
All PPEs. I think they had gloves as well. So when you went into the stupid establishment there to do whatever for your appointment, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, so they weren't giving them away to just anybody who came by and was like, hey, I want some gloves or whatever.
They might have if you asked nicely, but it's, you know, our DMV is kind of off in the woods, so it's not near any of the stores or whatnot. That probably wouldn't have happened.
I think they're giving them away. And the reason I say this is because I was in, I think it was Milford, which is kind of on the way to Manchester from where we are here in New Hampshire. We're on the west side of New Hampshire in Keene. And I had stopped off there. I had to go to the bathroom because it's getting harder, or it's been difficult for the last 2 months to find places
with an open bathroom.
Like the first time that it affected me, I was in Nashua. I went to the Chick-fil-A, and that's when they had closed for the first time or whatever. They were doing drive-through and they were doing takeout only. But at the time, you could still go into the building. Now you can't even go into the Chick-fil-A. Now you have to sit out in the parking lot and call in an order or use their app. And then they come and bring it out to you. But at this point, it was very early. You could still walk in, but they had the bathrooms closed off. So even though they were open to the public, you could not go into their public restroom at that point. And so that was, you know, then I went to this place A few weeks later, I found myself in Milford. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to try a government building. I know they've got like a DVD or a police station, or DVD, did I say DVD? I did. A police station or a DMV, which was right next to the road. So I went there, and there's a cop actually parked out front, just kind of sitting across multiple spaces, right? Uh-huh. He wasn't in a space. And so I pull up, and then within a minute of me pulling up, he gets out of his car and walks over to me. And he goes, and I rolled down my window. I was like, is there something I can help you with? And he says, masks? I said, what?
You're looking for masks.
I said, are you here? He says, are you here for masks? I said, no. I was going to, you know, go to the DMV or whatever. And he was like, oh, well, they're closed. So you'll have to go online or whatever. And then he goes away. So it sounds like that out in front of DMVs, they've got some sort of cop or military or whoever, or National Guard, sitting out there with some sort of inventory
of
masks.
They had boxes and boxes of them. I mean, it was, you know, they weren't going to run out anytime soon.
I guess he had them in the back of his cruiser because he didn't have anything else except for his cruiser.
Yeah, it's just, I tell you what, it's like half of the population hasn't seen the latest results from the bigwigs, from the you know, the heroes of the doctor heroes of our country, who got us into this mess months ago.
What is the latest news from them?
They're all like Fauci himself. He's like, I think we need to go back to work. This is not hurting. This is hurting the country. This is hurting the economic future of our country.
See,
we
kind
of
like,
need to go back to work.
I wasn't going to source Fauci when I disagreed with him. I'm not going to quote him now.
And that's the thing. They're back and forth, back and forth. They change their minds about everything. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like they are intentionally trying to confuse the hell out of people. And it looks like it's working.
Well, they're trying to confuse people and they're trying to intimidate them as well. I had an instance today where I was talking with a business owner whose name I'm not going to reveal because I told him I wouldn't. But he is being currently threatened by the Keene police, who came by and issued him a packet of papers with a 2-page letter from the chief of police on the top. And beneath that, multiple pages of color photographs of people hanging out and enjoying themselves on their outdoor seating area at particular place.
The narcs are out full.
It
was absolutely a Karen who did this.
It was actually not just a Karen, but it was the woman who owns the place next door.
The competition.
The competition. Yeah.
Well, that only makes sense that they'll use this to their advantage. Kind of like that hairdresser lady who was like, we can't go back to work. If they go back to work, it's going to hurt our business. Right. Well, why don't you all go back to work?
Well,
look at the stats. Look at the stats.
They're afraid. He was threatened by the Keene police with possibly taking his business license, of course.
And his liquor
taking
license.
Taking his liquor license. Committing a so-called misdemeanor charge of violating the governor's orders. And also potential, you know, fines as well. So, I mean, which way do you want to ruin your business? Do you want to ruin your business by just obeying all the government rules and being just sucked dry because you got to keep paying the rent and no one's coming in because you can't do business the way you want to do business?
Or have your business ruined from fines and court fees.
Right. Or do what he was doing, which is to allow his customers to come and do what they want because you can't control people.
Yeah, my body, my choice.
And certainly you can't control people at, like, you know, a local bar who are probably imbibing alcohol and not, you know, likely to listen to what you have to say to them. So, you know, and he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to get out there and tell his customers, you got to do this, you got to do that, you want to eat here, you got to do this, A, B, C, D, and E. And that's no fun. Nobody wants to have to do that to their customers. So does he do that and try to keep his customers in line, but then they're going to screw it up and then somebody's going to snitch and then he's going to get fined? And I mean, he's super frustrated and super scared because he doesn't think, you know, I'm like, hey, I know a good attorney who might be interested in your case. And he doesn't think you can beat City Hall. And for the most part, you can't, although there have been some times where it's happened.
Well, it's only going to get worse from our city.
I think on this note, the City Hall could be beaten because they're enforcing an order effectively that is just a suggestion.
That's what we would believe.
Yeah.
That's our opinion.
Well, that's the legal writing
of it. That's our legal opinion of the legal writing of it.
Yeah, but we're not attorneys.
Which we aren't
attorneys. So, 855-450-3733. How are businesses supposed to operate when even with outdoor dining, they're being threatened? We'll be right back. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call on to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Aria.
I'm Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. For those who really value their privacy, they should know that there's no know your customer identification requirements to create an account or even to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now we're talking about Karens here and masks again, because masks are the thing to talk about now.
Muzzles.
I've noticed here in Keene that the percentage of people wearing masks is on a sharp decline.
I have not seen that.
And it was never very high in the first place.
And you're observing this where?
On Main Street, where I work, mm-hmm. for the most part.
So you see a fair amount of people coming by.
Yes, there's a fair bit of traffic. And I have seen significantly fewer people wearing masks last week as opposed to 2 weeks ago. And it was never more than maybe 20-25% in the first place, I think.
Well,
maybe 50% at the highest.
We do not live in the same part of town, because numbers...
We know for a fact we don't.
My numbers are reverse that. In fact, today when I was out and about, I was in Aldi's today, 25 people in there. Mm-hmm. And I was the only person all of Aldi's that did not have a mask.
See, when I've been in Aldi, it's been like half and half.
Yeah, this is the worst day I've ever seen.
Walmart has seemed like maybe 60% mask off, 40% mask on. So, I mean, I feel like it's close, but not overwhelming in any way.
Well, it's probably a sample bias. You know, there on Main Street where I work, the type of person who is not as concerned about the virus is going to be the type of person who walks through Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of person who is concerned about it enough to wear a mask is not going to be walking down Main Street.
Yeah, they're going to go to the
grocery store and probably nothing else.
Some of the people who live downtown are 1 point from being juggalos. Mm-hmm. they're a different kind of folk, for sure.
But Keene, the city of Keene, evidently wants to force people. Now, we saw this in the town of Nashua recently, where
It's a city. It's the second largest city in New York.
Practically
borders Boston.
Okay.
Yeah. It's considered North Boston.
Okay. The city of Nashua City Council passed an ordinance requiring people to wear face masks or face $1,000 in fines, I think
that's right.
It was.
Yep. Now they had tried it in Salem a couple weeks before this, and they decided to table it because of the dissident, the outrage.
Now, something else that Nashua has done, and I've not seen this confirmed anywhere, but I've heard it from people who have been Nashua, is that they closed off one lane on each side of Main Street so that restaurants could put tables and chairs out there and expand their outdoor seated area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the city of Keene wanted to do that, I would be in favor of it, because it wouldn't cause me any real problems. I don't drive down Main Street, and because it would help all of the local businesses in the area provide for more customers.
Go ahead.
The city of Keene hasn't mentioned that, as far as I'm aware. They just want to copy Nashua in how they control people.
Yeah, no, there has been talk about somehow opening up the sidewalk area. I don't know if that's going to include actually closing a road.
It could just be closing Main Street parking. That would be the easiest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. They wouldn't even have to close an entire lane.
I don't know if it's gone that far, but there has been talk from some of these city councilors that there needs to be something done because they can't have, if you can only have 20% inside your building, the only way to alleviate that is to bring them outside on the sidewalk, and there's not enough room. And I think they're trying to remain in the rules that have been passed down to us, they're trying to work with it one way or the other. Whether you agree with them or not, I don't, because the easiest solution is just to remove this stupid 20-25% or whatever occupancy rule there is.
But the city of Keene can't do that. I think the occupancy rule is 0%. You can't have any people seated indoor, as I understand it, right?
I think it depends
on
the
establishment. In all of New Hampshire, you cannot have indoor seating.
Okay.
Wow. That's just stupid. That explains why they want them all outside on the sidewalk.
Right, but if you're out on the sidewalk, then everybody can see, and all the snitches come by and take pictures, and they apparently send them to the police department.
Not if you have a flashy okay ribbon from whoever's in charge, from the authority, chief of police, saying, I have permission to put people out in my yard.
Well, you have permission, supposedly, from the governor's orders, but if they're not obeying all the stupid rules that go along with it, because there's literally like a page and a half, 2 pages plus of dozens of rules.
Yeah, they're going to have to hire new employees just to be snitches, to walk around with a clipboard.
Corona enforcer.
With a check mark, checking the boxes. It's stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's so ridiculous. Well, you think that's stupid.
Tell me about the latest stupid idea from the city of Keene.
So basically, you brought up Nashua, and a lot of times these progressive leaders we have here,
leaders.
Yeah, I know, right? They get ideas from other cities in New Hampshire or other states. Like, for example, the stupid blue line down Marlborough Street all the way to the police. That wasn't our idea.
It definitely wasn't my idea.
Right.
they got the idea from other municipalities across the country who were doing this. They're like, oh, my God, look, that's such a great idea. Let's do that.
And they did it.
That'll put Keene on the map.
And then they redid it.
Well, here it is. And I am so surprised. 2 weeks ago on this show, I talked about a banner that they had on the City of Keene's website. It had 13 of 15 city councilors, minus the mayor.
There are 15 city councilors?
There are 15 and the mayor.
I thought there were five.
So basically, three of our leaders weren't on this banner, but every single one was all masked up with their own homemade masks, and the caption below was like, you need to do this to save lives. Yeah. And if you need information on how to do this better, come to our website.
If you don't do it, you don't care about other people.
So when I saw that stupid banner on our City of Keene website, I knew.
It's not my City of Keene's
website. I knew this was coming. What is it coming? Mandatory masks. At least in businesses. And if these guys have their way, mandatory masks
everywhere
throughout the damn
I don't think they're
county.
Stupid enough to try this in Keene, man.
They're pretty stupid.
No, they're pretty stupid. And this guy who's brought it up, He is the nanny of them all. This comes from our own Sentinel newspaper, which is probably on the decline.
Oh, dude, they're raising money, dude. Did you see that? The newspaper in town, which has, by the way, been a very successful paper that's been around for...
GoFundMe money or...
Yeah, they've got a fundraiser, and I think they made their goal. They were looking for like $30,000.
They're not making money. They are staying afloat.
They're trying their damnedest
through donations.
Begging for money.
Exactly. They're on their decline.
Yeah, well, all advertiser-supported media is struggling. Radio, television, newsprint, and newsprint worse than radio and television because they were already seeing a decline in readership.
Definitely. A city councilor has announced his intention to propose an ordinance that would require people to wear face masks while in Keene businesses.
So not while you're out on the streets, while you're in Keene businesses. Let's get further into this article. What do you think about this ordinance from the City of Keene? 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
You got Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about face masks again because our own little town of Keene has decided that, a person within the City of Keene, followed by at least two others, has decided that it might be a good idea to try to force the entire population of Keene to wear masks while entering businesses. And of course,
it's all about getting Keene on the map. That's all they care about. Being like the other progressive cities and states that have also done this.
And of course, we're not the only people with strong thoughts on masks. We've got Frigo Paul calling via Discord at discord.freetalklive.com. Frigo Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, y'all?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, not much. I'm just happy that I don't have to go to my corporate job today, where sometimes I have to be the CDC enforcer, and it feels so totally gross and yucky. I remember before I was an employee, I waited in this big long line to get into the place, and then when I got in, I forgot my paint sample, and I exited to go grab it very quick, and the lady working the door, because now retail places have bouncers, essentially, goon bouncers, and it's really a shame that I have to play along with that. But she got so mad, you know, because I said, oh, I just want to come back in. You already counted me. And I had to wait twice, and I just was, like, really doing everything I could to just remain calm and peaceful. And then the irony is that I wound up, you know, getting a job once I got inside, and it's a double-edged sword because, of course, I can save up some money and do great things with that. But, you know, sometimes now it's my job to stand there and count people in the door, and we have to stay at a 175 maximum per Governor Gavin Newsom or Nuisance or Newcomb or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, so
Newcomb, I like that one.
So how do you handle it if somebody wants to enter your establishment not wearing a mask?
Oh, I just let them right in. Let them right in because I know there's so many Karen coworkers of mine that are going to give them a hard time once they're in there that I, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
I just let them in. Yeah.
And can you say where you work?
I don't know.
The category? How about the category of store?
Sure. I'd love to. Yeah. It's a home improvement giant.
Okay.
Sounds like,
don't guess.
I'm not, but. Okay. But I've seen what you had to deal with. I've seen it. I've seen the cattle railings to keep you all in check. So you're walking, following the arrows, and then you got a guy with
the little mouse mazes. Yeah,
and he's got a walkie, and he's being signaled when the numbers are insufficient, and you can let new folk in, and it's icky. I would never want to do that. I think I would quit.
My favorite part about that job is when they just let me roam the parking lot collecting the carts because I can have my headphones in and can listen to you guys. And I can take my mask off because I'm in the open air and I've got the vitamin D coming down through the sunshine. And so I'm lobbying for want of a better phrase, to get more of those kinds of hours because, yeah.
That's really frustrating, man.
Telling people what to do.
Well, I hope it works out, and I hope that they give you the hours that you want. Thank you so much for the call. I also have been spending, I don't know whether or not being out in the sun actually makes a person healthier or not, but I've been spending a lot of time in the sun for whatever it's worth. And of course,
well, if you spend too much,
mask,
you might get skin cancer.
Oh, no.
That's a future Aria problem.
But this is happening to people all over the place where folks who otherwise don't want to have to be a part of this nonsense have to be a part of it because it's happening where they work. Yeah. Because corporate America is coming down like a hammer on people as much as they can. Now, they, to some extent, you know, they can make a decision as far as whether or not they really want people without masks in the store. It is private property, and they could.
But they don't want the liability.
But there's the potential lawsuit for, you know, following healthcare privacy rules and things like that.
Some of these establishments aren't taking any risk, and they're going to do whatever. Because
they pretty much have to let you in
because they don't want to get sued.
And so, but that said, you know, this whole corporate America thing is where a lot of this mass compliance is coming from because they all have signage up on the doors saying things like "we respectfully request" or "we ask" or "we you know encourage." There's all these words, you know, where they say, "look, basically, you need to have a mask on when you come in here," and most people want to do what they're told. You know, they don't want to rock the boat.
They had one of those up at the bank that I went to today.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's got a closed lobby, so I had to call and make an appointment and all of that.
Yep.
But I didn't wear a mask when I went in, and they didn't ask me to. They didn't give me any sort of hard time about it. I was actually surprised as I sat there and realized that I wasn't wearing a mask, and I was probably expected to.
It hasn't happened to me yet. No one has said anything to me about wearing a mask at any business anywhere. Has it to you, Conan? Has it happened?
Yeah, Tractor Supply. And really? Today okay. I was in a liquor store and I went to go get a box to put some bottles in and I got yelled at. I'm sorry, you can't do that. You can't do that. Stop. I have to do that. I have to handle the boxes.
But they didn't yell at you over the mask, not having a
mask
on.
Not yet. Not yet. But I haven't.
But Tractor Supply did?
Tractor Supply did. And there are a couple of establishments here. Like, for example, Harbor Freight, of all the friggin' establishments that would require masks, they had their sign up, the big monster sign. So I kept on walking. I was just going to go there and just browse. And so they're not getting my business. But,
I mean, that's one way to do it. But I'm talking about visiting places that have the signage up that says, you know, you have to wear a mask to enter, and going in there to do your shopping anyway, which is what I would do.
I know people have done it. I've looked in through the window and I can see people without masks. So yep. I know people are doing this, but I will not shop there. I will not shop there.
I don't blame you for that.
And by the way, I agree. I respect the fact that they are private entities.
What are you going to do if the city council ordinance passes? And then every place is now requiring a mask.
That will be different.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's like a food store, grocery store. If it's Aldi and they are only complying with the city of Keene, then I'll just walk right in there.
Okay.
And I hope that doesn't
with
come.
No
because,
mask.
And I hope that doesn't come because I don't want to, like you just said, I don't want to rock the boat.
Right.
And especially if it's a private organization. I don't want it because they're doing what they are jumping through the hoops that they have to. And by the way, I disagree that it is corporate America's fault. They are only doing all of this because of the liability that has been pushed down on them because of government. Government is and they are only doing it because of the technocrats out there who have made faulty charts, faulty data. That has none of it has turned out to be truthful. The data has all fallen through the down into the downward spiral of false data, so it starts with them. It starts with the technocrats, and it goes to the government, and then it goes to and then corporate America is only working off of
what liability do you think they're afraid of? The liability of government prosecution or the liability of people suing them?
If just one of their employees gets sick. And they didn't jump through every likely scenario or every safety concern in order to keep their employee safe, that employee can come back, find himself a good lawyer, and sue the crap out of that company. Especially if it's a big company. And as we know, those are the only companies that are running right now.
That's true in the legal system that we live in. But I also haven't heard of any attempts from employees yet.
Because those entities are taking advantage. They are following every health concern possible.
But we had the CVS employee here in Keene who contracted COVID-19,
and they have signs all over their windows,
none of which have they enforced.
And the employees have to wear masks,
sure,
and gloves a lot of the times. But it's the signage that's what'll save you as long as they have jumped through all the fiery hoops.
But that's not the case at all. I mean, according to that legal world they live in, CVS is required to not let people into the building without wearing masks, according to that interpretation of the governor's orders. And yet CVS wasn't doing that. They've been allowing people in without masks, without gloves, without all that. They've only been requiring it of employees.
Correct.
Not the employees that are going to get the employees sick. It's the customers who are going to get the employees sick.
Correct.
So it's all bizarre.
It's all bizarre.
This is Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I asked that like a question, but it's okay. So Conan, tell us more about what the city of Keene has decided to do.
Well, I tell you what, I promise to God, I had no intention of talking about masks. We've been talking about masks for the last 3 weeks, and everyone knows where I stand on this. I'm against it. I'm against this whole Rona plandemic, and I've been calling it out since day one, and the numbers are coming. The stats have proven that, yes, in fact, this is right now, the numbers prove that it's a little bit worse than the flu season, than the annual flu season. And I believe
tell us about the Keene story? Because we've read like one sentence from it.
And I believe that when we do scrub the numbers properly, It might take a year, but it will be proven that this epidemic was just a regular flu season, all bullcrap. Here's the good news. If we go to the Facebook page, I know a lot of people...
I mean, but we still don't know what the city of Keene or who is responsible for it or what they're trying to do.
All right, well, let's get into it.
Or why they're trying to do
it. All right, so brought to us by Mr. Nanny himself. If you go back in history, he seems to be the leading the charge on a lot of these nanny movements here in Keene. It's just like, and I'm sure he scrubs the newspaper, he scrubs the news, just looking for great ideas that he can bring
to, take the article?
That he can bring to the people of King Counselor.
Normally,
and here he is, Counselor at Large, Randy Filio.
Normally we don't talk about the names because it's irrelevant, right? Like people in somewhere in Ohio don't really care who in Keene, which bureaucrat's doing whatever, politician. But this guy, longtime listeners may remember, he was on the Colbert Report. When they did the free Keene Robin Hooding episode.
And they made him look like the only smart guy on the whole program.
Yeah,
everyone else
one.
Looked like an idiot except
free staters.
This guy.
He hates libertarians.
Well, see, the take I got from watching it was that everyone looked like an idiot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
including him.
Yeah.
So anyways, Filio, if you Google his stupid name.
Is it Filio and not Filiot?
No, it's Filio.
Okay.
If he throughout his authoritarian rule here in Keene, he's led the charge on all kinds of nanny events. He is the Karen of Keene, for sure.
What's the male name for Karen? Is there a male version of that?
I think we talked about that a few weeks ago. I don't think we ever reached a consensus.
We came up with other female names for other generations. So you have like Jen. Jen would be Generation X.
Okay.
And then I think Sophie is Generation Z. But anyways, no male names yet. We'll have to work on that.
I'm sure somebody watching...
Charles.
I'm sure somebody watching at, twitch.freetalklive.com or dlive.freetalklive.com has an idea.
They got to know.
All right, yeah. Charles.
Somebody's already figured this out.
So anyways, this Nimrod, he posted on Facebook this Sunday, 2 days ago, that he intends to draft an ordinance and submit to city council, or submit it to the council, the mayor, city manager, and city attorneys today. So this took place today. Yeah. The ordinance will be influenced by a similar measure passed recently in Nashua.
Which was, by the way, opposed by over 50 people who gathered in front of Nashua City Hall on Saturday evening at 5 o'clock and did not wear masks and were not molested by the police in that case.
Now, we also looked into when exactly the city council meets again. And it turns out it's
next Thursday,
not this coming up Thursday. Right. So it's like 10 days out at this point, or 9 days, whatever it is.
And that will only be passed down to a subcommittee.
Yeah,
for another week,
right.
And then it will be brought back to city council. So this is not happening for this will not even be voted
a
on
month
by
at least
if it is even okayed.
Yeah,
it will not be voted on for an entire month.
Right,
and the numbers will only have gone down even more
by that point. The state of New Hampshire is likely to be pretty well open, and
we,
I put that in
hope.
Quotation marks for
we
those
hope.
Who aren't watching on video, but
just as an aside, just thinking about this ridiculous nonsense with these online meetings, right? Because
Chad
this
is the male Karen.
Chad.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Thanks,
no.
Sammy.
No. Chad is the. He's like a jock.
No, that's Thad.
No, it's Chad.
It was Chad. Somebody did name that a Chad. I think at some point.
Thad is the frat boy of today.
I've heard it as Chad.
It's
in the
Chad.
Past.
So Chad won't work for a Karen.
Chad and like Stacy.
I'm thinking.
Or something,
I like Charles.
Chuck.
Charles.
Charles, Chuck, aka Chuck.
Maybe.
Isn't Chuck short for Charles?
I don't know about that.
I think it is. No?
Anyway,
I mean, it's supposed to be, but why?
What was your aside?
I don't know.
Ian, what was your aside?
These online meetings, right? So, and these are happening all around the country.
Right.
Where, you used to go to a city council meeting? Well, now you can't go. Now you can only watch it online. So you don't have any ability to, have whatever minuscule influence you might have had by actually packing a room full of people. Can't do that anymore.
But they would say they wanted more participation, they don't.
No, they don't.
They don't want anyone in that room with them.
Well, this proves it. They are not even going to allow you to sit in the same room with them now.
Oh, but you can write in.
Whoopee-doo.
I know.
but here's my question because, the city council...
Is Nashua not also doing online-only
meetings? I presume they are.
But they were still effective by going in front of City Hall and protesting?
I doubt that they would have been affected at all.
Well, I thought
that's just the place where they had their
something, didn't they?
No,
didn't
Salem.
Oh,
and that's and those are selectmen. I don't know how they do their meetings.
They They had it in front of City Hall just because that's where they had it. But what I wanted to say about this though was, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we are unusual in that a lot of city council meetings have a public comment phase, but ours does not. So there's actually no way for the public, prior to all this nonsense, there was no way for the public to comment at, for individuals to comment at a city council meeting. You had to wait until they had their committee meeting. So as Conan was saying, this guy's going to make this proposal. The mayor will then assign it to a committee.
And he will do that at the city council meeting.
At the city council meeting. It then goes to the committee meeting, which happens the following week. Now, the committee meetings are where you can speak at a meeting if you want to.
Yep.
So I presume they're allowing people to speak on these Zoom meetings. This is why I asked you when we were off the air if you'd seen any of this stuff yet, because I haven't bothered to watch it. When you speak to the council committee on a city or on the, one of these Zoom meetings... Well, now they can't throw you out of the chamber, but they can certainly mute you, right? So, like, they can get rid of you, but if you flip the council off or you say something bad to them, it's not like they can, like, have you arrested for that, right?
They're very unlikely to...
Well, they can't do that even if it's a real meeting.
Well, I don't know. I've been threatened with arrest over stuff like that before.
They could get you a disorderly conduct or something like that if you didn't
stop.
I mean,
it wasn't to the city council. It was to a cop, and I called him a swear over the phone, and he was like, I'm going to arrest you for that. But so I don't know if they actually can do that or not. But my point was that I think it's probably unlikely that even the committees allow for comments if they have these Zoom meetings, because that's not stopping anyone from creating a dummy Zoom account, joining the meeting, getting approved for the motion to speak or whatever, and then just blasting porn.
Oh, God.
Right.
Yeah.
So I imagine they just don't allow. I'm not saying do that, but I'm not saying don't do that either.
Charles goes on. He's quoted as saying, Councillor Charles, clearly from what we see with all the experts, COVID-19 isn't going anywhere. As a matter of fact, from what we've seen.
So therefore your economy shouldn't go anywhere either.
From what we've seen in a lot of states and communities is that the communities that aren't adhering to social distancing and opening things up too soon are seeing a resurgence in positive cases, which is bull crap.
Now,
Florida, Texas, Georgia. It's absolute bull crap. Georgia didn't even shut down.
Now, in order to leave, COVID-19 has to first come. Are either of you aware of how many cases of COVID-19 the municipality of Keene has had?
Very, very few.
It cannot be many.
The whole Cheshire County has very few.
New Hampshire has had very few. It's like 4,000 or something.
Cases.
But they're not testing everyone and their sister's brother either.
Well, I mean, so, if they're not dying of it, I don't really care if they have it.
200 people have died. Hardly anyone's been tested. Like, it's like 4,000, I believe. It's not a whole lot. And so it makes the numbers of the mortality rate look really bad, like 4% or something.
Sure.
And that's what everyone is using. But no one's been tested. And it's also come out even today that most of us have had it.
Now, who's come out with this?
CDC.
Okay, see, that sounds like something that we should
dig through. Most people who have had corona are asymptomatic. They have no symptoms whatsoever, and they've been walking around spreading it. And I believe that this has been around since the fall, my personal belief.
Cheshire County has 44 confirmed cases.
44 confirmed
two
cases.
Deaths.
Two, okay. And so, that's Cheshire County, not Cheshire County. That's the entire county.
So 70, almost 80,000 people.
Yeah.
You're going to shut down. You want to shut down, but at least you can't do that, so you're gonna make everyone wear masks because of two deaths.
Yeah.
Two deaths.
Of 80,000 people. You guys are lunatics. Not you two.
I know.
You guys. Charles is out there. Charles and Karens. I hate you. Ah!
It's so frustrating. It really is. And I was saying this the other night. I was saying this last night that New Hampshire, I'm disappointed.
I am as well. I am as well.
It's definitely not good, especially if they intend to actually fine people, as they're talking about, for not wearing these masks when they enter these businesses, and presumably fining the business owners for not requiring it of customers.
I don't think this is going to go anywhere, and I'll tell you why just in a second.
Excellent. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in...
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about this latest decision, well, this latest attempt by certain city council members here in Keene to force people to wear businesses, evidently
to wear masks while in business.
That's what I'm saying.
Missed a few words there.
So the intent isn't to go out and just be fining people left and right and having to enforce it. Filio said, "You don't want to have to do something like that, but I think it's clear that the government's directive isn't working." So if they don't want to actually...
So wait, what he's saying is the state's directive isn't working. He's saying the governor... You said governor, not government, right?
Yes, governor.
The governor's direction. So
who, by the way, he despises.
Is that right?
Well, of course he does. Sununu is a Republican.
Yes. This is. Oh, yeah. Oh, just like last week, the conversation. This is not about science anymore.
This is
about politics.
Yeah.
This is about the two tribes fighting each other, and this is the new war.
So enough people have ignored the governor's orders, but he thinks they're going to pay attention to the city of Keene.
And I don't know if the Sentinel is paraphrasing him, but they said, Filio said the recommendation from Governor Sununu urging residents to wear masks does not go far enough.
It is a recommendation.
Yes.
It is not an order that you must wear a mask statewide in New Hampshire.
So I don't know if it's the city council member who's admitting that, or if it's the Keene Sentinel.
I don't know either.
But it would be fascinating if it was the Sentinel. But Conan, you said you don't think this is going to happen.
Well, and before I go there, he is also quoted as saying he didn't even think he could get away with this 2 weeks ago. He wanted to do it 2 weeks ago, but he didn't think he could.
Well, he definitely can't now.
Until he saw how Nashua did it, and now he's jumped on the wagon.
He's inspired.
He's got the fire. All right. Anyways, all right. So let's go to the face space where this was posted, and I'm going to look at the likes, the love reacts versus the angry reacts. And I didn't even know I had access to this because now I have names. I could see where all these people stand. This is good.
Sure.
This is good information.
I would say you can go ahead and lump the likes and the loves together and lump the mad angries and the laughters together.
Right. So this article has only been up for 6 hours. I have never seen so many comments in that amount of time. We're almost up to 600 comments. The angry reacts and the laugh reacts. So 94 and 21. So over, it's about 110. The love reacts is 55. The like reacts is 324. So a lot more. But when you...
Oh, yeah. So we're getting slaughtered.
People like the mask proposal.
Well, whatever the like means. Some people are still just hitting like because they want the article to pop up in their recommendations. But yes, we're being slaughtered.
It's going to do that no matter how you react.
But when
it.
You see... So if you see already over 100 laugh and anger reacts, that is a huge ratio. If you're looking at a YouTube video or something, you get that kind of ratio going. They know there is something is skewed. There's something wrong with that video because there's crazy people out there.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say there were over 300 people that liked it?
Yeah.
324.
But then he hand-waved it away and said that doesn't count.
Because of the ratio. Now, if it was 324 likes but and only 10 angry reacts, yeah, we're getting slaughtered. But when you have almost a third...
I mean, 3-1 or whatever.
That's huge,
man.
You're not even close to winning the election there, Conan. You're losing big time.
You still have more than 15% of the population who feel away, and that's all you need to get the ball rolling.
I'll give you that.
You have more than 15% of the population who thinks this is absolutely.
But how many of them are going to roll over when their favorite business tells them you got to wear a mask to come in now?
How many of them are going to know that they have a right not to wear the mask and are going to try to exercise that right?
You are absolutely correct. But you know what? You keep prodding the dog. You keep thumping the dog with the stick. You're going to get bit. You're going to turn that dog mean, and you're going to get bit. You're going to get tarred and feathered. Hmm. And this Filio is all he's been about. He's got the Charles. He's got the folks who love him. You're not doing enough, Charles. Boot harder. We love that tread.
Maybe you should just call him a Randy instead of a Charles. His first name is Randy.
Randy. Yeah, but that sounds like he's like a Karen.
Randy's kind of a lame name. I'm sorry to any cool Randys out there.
But Randy also means you're kind of frisky. I don't like that.
Well, he is. I mean, he's known for fooling around with his wife and other people.
Really?
In town. Yeah.
Huh.
Cool. No, with his wife. Like, they do, like, some kind of swinger thing. So he is kind of frisky.
Good for them.
From what I understand.
So wearing masks is something...
That's the rumor, at least.
...that I think we must do if we are to avoid a second wave of the disease in the coming months, said Williams, who is one of the council people who supports this thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second wave. As we were talking about before, there were, like, 40 reported cases and two deaths.
That's it.
All
in Cheshire County.
All old people. And a lot of those 40 cases were in the old person's home over here, the retirement center.
Okay.
Which only makes sense because that's the same thing with influenza. The same exact thing.
Well, disregarding the ratio of likes to dislikes on the Sentinel's article about this on Facebook, just the timeline alone suggests to me that by the time they even could attempt to pass this, it will be obsolete.
Yeah, unless the second wave actually happens. Here's my fear how this will work.
I don't think the government's going to be able to keep these businesses, these restaurants, these bars closed for 3 more weeks.
I'm saying what'll probably happen. No, here's
They'll
what's
close for good.
Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to be re-released into the wild, and a lot of people who haven't been working on their herd immunity, they haven't been gathering their vitamin D, and they've actually been quarantined. Unlike us, we're not used to this because we've been running around doing things. There are actually people who have been locked in their homes this whole time. They are going to go out into the wild, and they are going to get immediately sick because they weren't available during the actual cold season, and they didn't catch the virus then, and they're going to get sick, and they might not die.
So you think there will be a second wave?
Another wave, another spike, another lockdown. I mean,
that will only make the vaccine makers and the Faucis and the Bill Gateses of the world and all of these governors who want more power, it will only make them more happy, thankful that they had done everything that they could to keep us safe. Oh, look what we did. I had said for weeks and weeks that we should wear a mask, and they were fighting me. The Republicans were fighting me, but they were, look, I was right.
Okay, but what if they're wrong? I mean, what if they reopen businesses and none of that insanity comes to pass, as I don't think it will?
They could say better safe than sorry.
But, I mean, that's not the case when you have people who are unemployed.
They don't look at that. They'll say government will help those unemployed people.
Government made them unemployed.
I know, but that when the people are standing in bread lines and starving, and they don't care who's feeding them, and who's feeding them, but they see that the hand that is feeding them is government.
I'm not sure.
They're not going to be so likely to blame government for causing all of this. They just want to eat.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how many people are actually staying at home, staying indoors, and not going out. I'm not sure how many people are actually doing that. It really can't be many.
I'm not sure. I know a lot of them are wearing masks, though. I know a lot of them are wearing masks.
Yes, but they're out in public, and that's how you know they're wearing masks.
Yeah.
The question is how many people are actually staying at home, quarantining, getting the vitamin D and all of that that you were talking about.
I do know that I've seen a lot of empty parking lots. Main Street, for example. So, I mean, there's a lot of... I don't know if these people are all out at the...
But you've also seen lines at the Home Depot or whatever.
On a few occasions,
yes.
not every time.
So I just can't imagine it's more than maybe 1% of the people who have actually just been sitting at home through all of this, not doing anything. Myself,
1%? No way. It's got to be way more than that. Maybe some of them are going outside to take a walk. I mean, I don't know how many of them are actually staying 100% inside all the time. That would be, you'd have to do some sort of poll to try to figure that out. But I think a significant number of people are not going to work because they're not allowed to.
I know they're not because I've met more of my neighbors in the last 3 months than I have in 7 years.
Yes, but you met them, therefore they're not quarantining.
Yeah, well, but they're not.
So you're
only
talking about
just
staying inside, never.
I'm talking about the people
outside.
That he's referring to who are just sitting at home, not getting vitamin D. He seems to think that these people are going to come out in public and they're all going to get sick and it's going to be a second wave. I'm saying, I don't think those people actually exist.
If they're social distancing and they're not actually going out in public and spitting on each other by accident, of course, they're not getting each other's diseases. No one's shaking each other's hands. No one is getting close to each other, breathing on each other. It's just not there. Unless you're a Walmart employee and then you've been out the whole time. And I don't think any of our employees have gotten sick because I guess it's, who knows? I guess it's not real. I guess the whole thing is fake.
I don't think the whole thing is fake, but I don't see a second wave coming. 85. Of course, here in Cheshire County, we didn't really see a first wave.
No, we didn't. Good point.
This is Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you know, Monday, I stopped by the AnyPay offices in Portsmouth here in New Hampshire.
Me too.
And I had already seen the interior of it because Derek J., the CEOs or the CFO or whatever, sent me a video of a simple walkthrough. And it's, if ever there was a business that an ordinary crypto enthusiast could get behind, it would be AnyPay.
It's beautiful. Man.
It is.
Great office.
And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, AnyPay is what makes that possible. And you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses, which means you finally have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen and you get the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Commissions are instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months or threshold payouts. None of that crap. It's instant. AnyPayInc.com. It's an awesome service. I also realized after Derek J. posted something on, some social media site that probably 99% of all of the cryptocurrency purchases I've ever made were done through AnyPay. So it's extremely high up there for me. Awesome. AnyPayInc.com. So masks are dividing the country. Conan seems to think that the next civil war is going to erupt over it.
Oh, wouldn't that be ironic? It is getting to a tipping point, and I'm thinking that seeing those numbers, seeing that ratio of you know, and the people just, you know, losing their minds over this on both sides, including myself, by the way. I'm getting a little upset.
Well, it seems that most people are pretty calm and couldn't even bother to click a react. They just clicked like.
There's that possibility, or they actually like the ordinance and think it's a great idea. There's that possibility.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it's those angry and laugh reacts versus that ratio that is created there that proves to me that there, people have an opinion about this.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Being forced unconstitutionally by these authoritarian nannies, these Charleses, to muzzle ourselves.
Are we going with Charleses?
We'll still
Randy,
work on
I
it.
I like Randy.
I like
and,
Randy.
And just this week, this coming from the
Randy's
CDC.
Randy's sounds better than Charleses.
The problem, how do you say Randy in plural?
Randy's.
Randy's. So if you... So it works better. Charles's yeah. is just doesn't
Randy's
work because
better.
You can't pluralize it.
Yeah.
But this coming from the CDC this week, and take that with a grain of salt because we got in trouble. We're in this because of their guidance. All of the governors and the authoritarians out there have worked with
Gotta
their
the
models,
CDC.
And that has gotten us in this boat. But now here's what they say. In new guidance from mathematical modelers and public health officials, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is estimating that about a third of coronavirus infections are asymptomatic. The CDC also says its best estimate. It's, you know, they've had they bring us out, they unroll us a new estimate every single week. But its best estimate this week is that 0.4% of people who show symptoms and have COVID-19 will die. So if you have the symptoms, 0.4% will die. And that excludes those one-third who don't have any symptoms. Mm-hmm. If you include all of the numbers of people who have been tested and actually have COVID-19,
it's way lower.
That number goes down to 0.26%.
But see, you're trying to use evidence here to argue an issue that's no longer about evidence or a science at all.
Well, it's government about, numbers anyway. Yeah.
This
so
is about political
telling.
Division.
Well, that's what it's become. That's what it is now.
That's what it always was.
That's what they at least had their numbers that they could back up on. They could back up their issue, their plan. Now the numbers don't support them any longer. The numbers don't support your mask wearing, your lockdown, your quarantine.
Doesn't matter.
The numbers never did support it, at least in my mind. Because
now they really don't support it.
Well, right, but even if the numbers were 4 times or 10 times worse than what the governments were reporting, I still wouldn't care, and I still wouldn't want to wear a mask.
I as well. But right. I mean, you have a lot of fearful people out there.
Yeah, you do. That's why this is happening. Because the government goons are playing on that fear.
Yeah.
And it works.
And it has divided people, as the governor in North Dakota has observed.
Well, it was a little while, and I've got the story here from TheGuardian.com. There's also one over at CNN. But it wasn't long ago that we had heard the term quarantine shaming. Now, what that term was supposed to mean was that there were people who were being shamed for not quarantining. So people who were out in the streets, like us, who go out and do our thing, we're getting
I do my thing more now than I did before the, quote, lockdown.
Me too. I go out more now.
And now it's mask shaming because there's more people out and about.
But so this is the reverse. So what is being called mask shaming is coming from the people who do not have masks going towards the people who do have masks.
And okay, so there's anti-mask shaming.
There's quarantine shaming, which is the people with the masks who shame people who aren't quarantining.
Wait, I don't
And now there's mask shaming, which is where people who don't have masks are shaming the people who do have masks.
I don't see it that way. I see the people with masks. They're wearing their yarn knitted masks
mm-hmm.
with
well, I mean,
holes
as
through
we
it.
We were talking about last week when you were like, I these people wearing masks, they make me angry. It's because you're
more
than likely on the other
side. But I'm not shaming people. I'm not shaming
you're
people.
You're not,
in public,
and I'm
though.
Not. I'm not either, and I don't think you should. Look, right. I don't care if you want to wear a mask. It's your face. You can put whatever the hell you want on it. I might think it's silly. I might think it's unnecessary, but I'm sure as hell not going to say anything to you. Apparently, some people are, and that's what this story is about.
All right, tell us.
According to TheGuardian.com, in North Dakota on Friday, Republican Governor Doug Burgum decried a, quote, senseless dividing line, unquote, between U.S. citizens over whether masks should be worn in public during the coronavirus pandemic, as he pleaded with citizens of his state to, quote, try to dial up your empathy and your understanding, unquote. Burgum was moved to the brink of tears. He said, we're all in this together, and there's only one battle we're fighting, and that's the battle of the virus.
Did he really?
Oh, the story goes on to just generally talk about Donald Trump and things like that.
I wish that audio was out there. I'd love to hear that.
It probably is. There's a picture of him speaking, but there's more to his quotes. So jumping down the story just a little bit, speaking to reporters at the state capitol in Bismarck on Friday, Burgum said, quote, he would really love to see in North Dakota that we could just skip this thing that other parts of the nation are going through, that they're creating a divide. It's either it's ideological or political or something around mask versus no mask. This is what I would say, a senseless dividing line, and I would ask people to try to dial up your empathy and your understanding. If someone's wearing a mask, they're not doing it to represent what political party they're in or what candidates they
Bull
support.
Crap.
He said they might be doing it because they've got a 5-year-old who's been going through cancer treatments. They might have vulnerable adults in their life who currently have COVID-19 and are fighting. So again, I would just love to see our state, as part of being North Dakota smart, also be North Dakota kind, North Dakota empathetic, North Dakota understanding, to do this thing. Because if somebody wants to wear a mask, there should be no mask shaming.
Yeah, and that's why I see so many people driving around in their cars by themselves with masks on, or jogging with masks on because of their cancer kid or their old person at home. Why are they out and about? Why are they out in public by themselves with no one else around wearing it? Unless it is political, and unless it is a form of virtue signaling.
So I got to say, I mean, I agree.
Well, I'm not going to say that a mother of a 5-year-old with cancer isn't supposed to go out and jog.
With her mask on?
I've seen it happen.
She's got to worry about that 5-year-old who is undergoing chemotherapy.
Back at the... Oh, I understand, all right, so a mother she's taking, worried about catching it, huh?
Yeah, and whether it's effective or not, I understand a mother taking every precaution possible to protect her child. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. Now, we're talking about mask here, and it may be curious, because one of the first things that I see when I go to the headlines at Google News or whatever is Trump mocking Biden for not wearing a mask. But whether or not that actually happened, every week it's just news article after news article mocking Trump, calling him an idiot, essentially, for choosing not to wear a mask.
COVIDiot.
So if these governors throughout the country, if people throughout the country don't want people to fight over wearing masks, then that has to start with the politicians at the top who are causing that divide in the first place.
So what are you suggesting? Trump should wear a mask to make everyone feel good?
I'm saying that the people criticizing Trump for not wearing a mask, largely the media and the Democratic left.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
Responsible for the animosity.
But you're talking specifically about hypocrites by their very nature. All they do is lambast the orange man for 3 years now.
Well, I mean, but Trump and his crowd then
commit the exact same atrocities on their own ground.
See, that's biased, Conan, because Trump and his crowd have done their own fair share of animosity back toward the people who choose to wear masks.
That's what they're saying in North Dakota is happening.
He retweeted a stupid picture of Biden with his ears out like Dumbo. I would have retweeted that as well if he was my political opponent.
It's not even that mocking. I mean, the statement, if you read the statement on this Biden post, there's a post about Biden by a Fox News correspondent that Trump retweeted. That's what's being called mocking. Can you scroll up and just read what the post says? It's just a picture of Biden wearing a black mask. And what does it say?
All right. Britt Hume says, this might help explain why Trump doesn't like to wear a mask in public. Biden today.
And How is that mocking?
He looks like an idiot.
Okay.
I know that I've been on social media sharing countless of things that say wearing a mask is all about fear. It's all about compliance. It's about muzzling yourself. Conan, you said it's a muzzle earlier today. We're telling these people that they've muzzled us. We're creating this divide that we're now sitting here condemning.
I'm not condemning the divide. I'm embracing it. I think it's great. Because I think it's, as you, I forget which one of you said it before. I think it might have been you, Aria. You can identify who it is that you know you're probably not going to get along with real well. Now, that's not always true because some people wearing a mask because they have to or they feel like they have to as an obligation for their job. So, I mean, I don't blame an employee for this. But of the other people, people who are driving around by themselves with a mask on, you know, okay, that's probably not somebody I'm going to get along with. And
I will laugh at that person, but not to their face.
No, right. Like I said before, I think it's silly. But I'm not going to say something to them. It's their life. They can wear whatever they want. Biden is wearing a mask, and I may think it looks silly, but the statement above it here isn't particularly mocking. If he wanted to mock Biden, he would have said, boy, you look like a stupid Dumbo. You know, he would have said something more like incisive instead of just saying, well, you know, the right, what is it, the might, this might help explain why Trump doesn't like to wear a mask in public, Biden today. So the suggestion is that he thinks Biden looks silly. But by no means is this like a scathing remark or anything like that. It's not even a harsh critique.
No, and he does look silly, but Biden kind of always looks silly. It's better to not see his mouth and the stupid things coming out of it. He looks less silly like this than he does when he's speaking.
It's probably a smart move for him. You can't tell if he's actually looking lasciviously over at some little child as he's drooling.
he might even be asleep.
Well, it could be, yeah.
So what else did the North Dakota governor have to say?
Well, the guy in North Dakota is making it sound like mask shaming is about people who are shaming those wearing masks. And I'm not going to doubt that that's happened, although I don't think any of us have seen that happen. Has anybody here seen that happen
in real life? No, when you read that article, mm-hmm. I was like, this is news to me.
Now, I haven't seen...
I have seen the reverse of what this article is talking
about. Where have you seen the reverse?
All on social media.
Okay, I'm talking about in real life. Has it happened?
No, not even today. I actually almost bumped into a lady, and she, excuse me, pardon me, da 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 da, and then she lit me in front of her.
So here's all these
because I had less groceries than her. So obviously, yeah. But she did look fearful of me. Everyone stands back from mm-hmm. me.
So what I'm hearing from you is that you're seeing a lot of divide on social media, but not so much in the real world.
They have their safety bubble on social media. They can hide behind. Right. You can't do it out in public.
That makes sense.
Maybe it's time to put the phone down and to go out in the real world.
He goes out in the real world. I'm out in the world all the time, bumping into these people.
But you seem to be confusing the two. When Ian asked you if you had encountered this, you immediately went, oh, yes, everywhere on social media, but you've never actually encountered this. You've seen people on the internet fighting.
No, Arya, this is how they really feel on social media. This is how you get an idea.
Social media is like being insulted in World of Warcraft, man. It's an internet imaginary person arguing with another imaginary person. This isn't Reddit or 4chan.
World. It's not the real world. It is a facet of the real world.
It's a distraction from the real world.
You have your public persona and you have your behind closed doors in my closet persona.
And you think those people are posting publicly to Facebook their private personas?
Yes.
I don't know why you think that.
Well, hold on.
Because they're in their safety bubble. They can get away with it. This is how they really feel. And you have to weigh both. You have to weigh their public and their private. You have to put them together, and then you have an idea who these people really are.
Okay. Conan, you're right in that people on social media will say anything they want, and that's because they are safely behind, especially if they're
behind a anonymous window.
But even regular people will be nastier than they would normally be in real life because they aren't in front of you, because they are hiding behind their computer screen. That much is true. That's always been true about social media. And it's also true that many of these same people would never dare to say things like that to another person in real life, because then they could get in their face and be confronted over it and fights could happen.
And no one wants that.
And nobody wants that. I will say this. I have also not seen either shaming of a mask wearer or shaming of a non-mask wearer in real life. I haven't yet seen that happen in New Hampshire. Anywhere I've been.
In his real life. He's not worried about what he reads on the internet.
I'm not even on Facebook.
He's not on the internet.
Well, no, I'm on the internet. I'm just not on your social medias. I'm on some social media, but barely. Like, I'm on Twitter, but I don't go and read Twitter. I only see if somebody, like, responds to me or something like that on Twitter. So, anyway, I was saying I've never seen it in real life. However, there was video of somebody getting run out of a grocery store in Staten Island. I couldn't play it last night on the air because it's so profane. It's 22 seconds long. And there's a woman without a mask on in a grocery store in New York, right? Staten Island is New York, I think. Maybe it's New Jersey. It's one of those awful places where people there are so obedient. And I think if you were to go into a grocery store or go out in public in these places, I think you'd see a significant difference. There'd be probably way more people wearing masks, because again, in New York, they've made it a mandatory thing, apparently, if you're out and about, period, statewide, as I understand it. And this woman was being shouted at, and like customers were coming at her in this store. So it definitely has happened in real life. And if it's happened to people who are not wearing masks, it has probably happened in the reverse. We just haven't seen it. That's all. And so that's what the governor in North Dakota is upset about. He's calling mask shaming where people who are wearing masks are being shamed. But the reverse is also happening, where people who are not wearing masks are being shamed. And this is a big dividing line, whether it's political or not. And I have to wonder, Conan, do you think that we would still have this division if Trump were wearing a mask? I think we would.
I think lefties would be coming out saying we don't need to wear masks if Trump was wearing a mask.
Hmm.
Because everything he says, they do the opposite of. Whether you agree with the guy or not, well, they will always go the opposite direction of Orange Man.
I mean,
Orange
we can
Man?
Answer that question, though, because when he visited the Ford plant in Detroit, he did, in fact, wear a mask.
Uh-oh, don't tell the lefty. Don't tell the left.
855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Line. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And coming to us from the New York Times, Karens are everywhere. Of course, they didn't phrase it that way. But here we have a story about a white woman who was fired from her job after calling police on a black man in the park. Now, having already read a little bit about this story, I know that it was because the black guy asked her to put her dog on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
And her response to that
was to call the cops on him.
Was to call the police, yes.
Sounds like somebody I wouldn't want working for me either.
I would agree. The encounter begun as one of those tedious and brusque dust-ups between two New Yorkers. A black man, an avid bird watcher, said he had asked a white woman to leash her dog in Central Park. She refused. Now, I'm not a fan of laws, but aren't leashes required?
In a place like New York City, I suspect they are.
Then the encounter...
I think they're even required here in little old Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, it's a good idea if you're going to walk your dog or something to have a leash.
It's generally a good idea.
Yeah. So then the encounter, which was recorded on video, took an ugly turn as the man, Christian Cooper, filmed on his phone the woman clutching her thrashing dog, calls the police, her voice rising in hysteria. And she says, I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Oh, wow.
She says to
she
him.
She ain't so bright, is she?
Wow. Then repeated twice to the operator, African-American.
Wait, what state is this?
This is in New York City. Happened in Central Park.
Yes, I could see this from the South, but this is a new turn.
I can't see
turn.
It from the South.
Not these days. Maybe 40 years ago.
Yeah. The video posted to Twitter yesterday has been viewed over 30 million times, I imagine.
Wow.
So. Touching off intense discussions about the history of police being falsely called on black people, sometimes putting their lives in danger. Now, I don't think it gets more Karen than telling a black guy as you're calling the phone because he asked you rightly to put your dog on a leash because evidently the dog was thrashing around or whatever, probably needed to be leashed, that you're going to tell them he's threatening your life.
While he's recording video of you.
Yes. You're like, I'm going to falsify this police report on video.
Has she been arrested, though?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, she has not been arrested. But within 24 hours, the woman, identified as Amy Cooper, no relation to Mr. Cooper, whoever the hell that is, had given up her dog, publicly apologized.
Wow, that's a reference to an old TGIF television show from like the early 1990s. That's just a guess. There's like an old show called Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I hadn't even thought about it for 3 decades.
I thought there was.
I cannot imagine that's the reference they're making.
I don't know.
Then. Before you discuss what happens to her at her place of business, I thought this bird watcher guy.
I see. The man, the African American man, the black man, his last name was also Cooper.
They have the same last name.
Yes, they're both Coopers.
Oh, okay.
And I thought I heard that the bird watcher Cooper, the black guy, he had dog treats and was trying to give them to the dog. I think there's more to this story.
Uh-oh.
Well, she publicly apologized and had been fired from her job, fittingly. Mr. Cooper, 57, a Harvard graduate who works in communications, has long been a prominent bird watcher in the city and is on the board of the New York City Audubon Society?
Audubon. It's like a bird lover's society.
Okay. The incident took none of that's important. After Miss Cooper refused to restrain the dog, Mr. Cooper said he planned to offer the dog treats to lure it away and induce her to leash the animal, according to a Facebook post in which he documented his version of their exchange.
What the hell is that all about? How do you
So he wanted to give the dog treats to make to encourage her to leash the dog?
Well, was that presumably what? The dog was chasing the birds away or whatever, okay. or scaring the birds. And right. he was like, well, in order to show her why it's important for her dog to be on a leash, I'm going to get some dog treats and I'm going to lure it away from her. And she's going to, it's going to click to her. Oh, uh-huh. I should leash my dog so that it doesn't.
Maybe my birds are over here. I'll throw these treats way over there, and the dog will run over there and leave me alone.
And she'll go, oh, no, my dog ran away. Maybe I should put it on a leash.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Presumably, that's what he was getting at.
So, maybe I'm not so mad at this guy. I hate unleashed dogs, unless it's a damn dog park.
So you were mad at the guy, despite hating unleashed
dogs? No, I wasn't mad at anybody. I was unclear what was actually taking place, and now I think the guy was doing what he could.
Gotcha.
He wasn't going to call the police, but he was thinking, you know what? I'll be crafty. I'll get my video camera. I'll get my phone, and I'll throw dog treats way over there and see what happens, and rile the dog up.
Good enough idea.
And now she'll have to go chasing the dog, and it'll maybe it'll click. Like you're right, maybe it'll click in her mind that this is a reason to leash your dog.
I walk Jazzy without a leash, but I do carry a leash with me in case I see another dog, and then I will leash Jazzy at that point. I will then.
Yeah, but that's Jazzy. I see too
that's
many.
That's what every dog owner would say.
Yeah, well, but I've seen.
But I would agree entirely. That's Jazzy. Yeah,
but I have seen too many dogs. Oh, he won't bite. And then all he's doing is. Yeah. I've been delivering mail way too long. Yeah. I've seen way too many mean, nasty dogs.
Yeah, the only thing that would set her off would be another dog, which is why I leash her up when you know,
I like
she
this
up.
Guy's level of preparedness, man. I pull out the dog treats
he literally
I carry
had them on him.
Just for such intransigence, he said.
He's smart.
That's when I started video recording with my iPhone, and when her inner Karen fully emerged and took a dark turn.
He said that?
Yes.
Wow.
Good. It's clicking.
I also like your observation that, you know, he didn't call the police.
Exactly.
He was, well, I mean, he's a black man in New York City. I don't blame him for not calling
the
police
good
for
point.
Sure.
Good point.
But it is.
It never makes things better. I mean, that's what a sensible person should not call the police.
It is very likely that it was a violation of some leash law in New York City, if not New York State.
Yeah, he ain't no narc.
Yeah.
He ain't no snake.
He tried to handle it creatively.
And respectfully, in a way that would have benefited the animal itself.
Sure.
But the Karen didn't like that. The video captures Miss Cooper first asking Mr. Cooper to stop filming her.
Of course.
So she knew she was being filmed at this point. And then saying she will call the police. Remember, she knows she's being filmed and claimed that she is being threatened by an African American.
Wow.
Well, this is her 5 minutes. I mean, look at all the Instagrams and the
views.
All the Instagrams out there of people doing just stupid stuff like licking ice cream or something or trying on deodorant and putting it back on the shelf.
This is her 30 minutes of fame, though, for being the most Karen who ever Karen.
She's just the Karen of the moment. That's all.
She's the Karen of this 15 minutes. She'll be overtaken.
Please tell them whatever you like, Mr. Cooper says off the camera. I really respect this guy. She proceeds to call. I'm in the ramble. There is a man, African-American. He has a bicycle helmet, and he is recording me and threatening me and my dog, she says to the 911 operator as she grips her dog's collar tightly. So she knew that it was a good idea to restrain her dog, but she didn't want to use a leash. She wanted to just hold the collar, presumably.
She's just being a bitch.
Yeah. She adds, I am being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. And then she hung up.
By the way, I see a leash on this dog in the picture. She's holding the leash, but she's holding it real close up to the choke point.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper says, after she puts her dog on a leash and just before the video ends. On Tuesday afternoon, he said in an interview that I was quite adamant that I was going to tape her as long as the scofflaw behavior was continuing.
Smart move.
I didn't want to kowtow to that, and I didn't want to give it any power. I'm pretty adamant about not being a participant in my own dehumanization.
You know, I also wonder if they hadn't already met before, too. This might not be their first encounter. He might have been dealing with her forever and just kind of woke up one morning. You know what? I'm going to take some treats with me. I'm going to take my video camera ready to go, and I'm going to get this woman taken care of.
I mean, it could happen if they both live in the same neighborhood. They're, you know, it's certainly possible they could have encountered
this woman's always coming out chasing my birds away with her stupid dog.
Certainly dealt with Karens before, whether he has dealt with this particular woman or not. Upon arrival, police determined two individuals had engaged in a verbal dispute. Said a police spokeswoman, no summons were issued and there was no arrest made. Shortly after the video was posted by Mr. Cooper's sister on Monday, someone who said they had, someone who said they had been the white woman's dog walker identified her, and her name soon began trending on Twitter. Hmm. Internet detectives digging into Miss Cooper's life.
Should have tipped your dog walker better, lady.
Yeah, they found an Instagram profile of her dog, Henry, and began sharing old photos documenting injuries he had suffered. By nightfall, she had surrendered Henry to the Cocker Spaniel rescue group she had adopted him from 2 years prior.
Huh.
Evidently, she rescued this dog, and he kept getting injured under her care. Maybe.
And then she gave him back after this incident.
Yeah.
Well, my only issue with this, now that I'm reading the tweet from the her job, her employers, and they have embraced the new definition of racism in this country, and it isn't the actual, I think I'm more superior than another race. Now it is, if you just say someone is another race, or if you acknowledge a stereotype, they call this outright racist. How is this racist? She says
it's entirely racist.
She says
if a white person had done this, she would not have called the cops.
She just said it was a... All right, maybe.
This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about this this lady, this Karen, who called the cops on a black man. And we have the audio here. And we just have to listen to it because it's every bit as crazy as you would expect.
Well, recap briefly for the listeners just tuning in. This is Central Park, New York City. Woman with a dog, not on a leash. Man in the park is a bird watcher, an avid bird watcher. He asks the woman to put her dog on a leash. She refuses, and shortly thereafter, he begins recording with his cell phone.
And this is what happens.
Would you please stop? Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
And I'm taking a picture and calling the cops.
Please call the cops.
Yeah, she got up.
Please call the cops.
She got up all in his face.
There's an African American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Yeah, you're gonna have to back it up so we can hear that one line one more time. But just to describe for the listeners here, so she started a decent distance away from this man.
Yeah,
and then closes the gap as she's telling him to stop recording her.
Yeah, waving her finger, waving her phone in his face, and he backs up. He actually backs up a little bit, I believe.
Right. So he didn't, like, approach her and try to intimidate her or anything like that. He was, like, somewhere, some distance away from her, asking her to take her, you know, put her dog on a leash. Now, I think it's really important to pay attention. It's hard to ignore, actually, when you're watching this video, to what she's doing to this dog. That's why she should have gotten fired, because she is just almost strangling this poor animal as she's trying to keep it under control. She could just hook the damn thing to the leash and be done with this, but look what she does. She's got in one hand, she's masked. Secondly, in one hand, she's got her phone. She's trying to call 911. In the other hand, she's wrangling with this dog. Go ahead and continue.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She's choking this dog.
Yeah, she's like lifting him up. Go ahead.
Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Oh, my God. watching the way she manhandles this dog.
She's not even paying attention to the dog. She's so into what she's doing with her phone and talking to this man and threatening him.
And, like, but did you hear that threat? She says, "I am going to tell them that an African American is bothering me." She used that.
She didn't say bothering. She said threatening.
Threatening me. But she used that as her hand.
That's a false claim of assault. She's filing a false police report, and the fact that they didn't arrest her for it, that's pretty outrageous.
The solution to the problem of manhandling the dog would have been very easy if she had just held the other end of the leash.
If it were actually hooked up to the leash.
She is so enthralled in all of this. She's so busy on the phone. I don't even think she realizes what's going on in her other hand.
I don't think so either.
Dog's just flopping around doing what it wants to do. I don't think she realizes it's there.
The dog's not
there.
Doing what it wants to do. The dog wants to get out of this this chokehold.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Pulls the mask down to talk on the phone.
And the dog continues to be manhandled.
Right.
He's being choked.
Yeah,
and he's
the dog doesn't have all 4 feet on the ground.
There is a man, African-American, he has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man. I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog.
I cannot watch this anymore.
The dog starts to cry because she's manhandling
him. She is killing this dog. She choked him just now for a solid 20 straight seconds.
Yeah, and meanwhile, she's saying, "I'm being recorded by an African-American who is threatening me and my dog."
The rest.
And meanwhile, she's strangling the dog as she says that.
Does it get worse?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops. I'm in Central Park in the Ramble. I don't know.
There. She finally hooks the damn dog up. He says thank you and moves along.
Okay. So now when I was reading this tweet from her employer, they fired her because we do not tolerate racism of any kind. I had a problem with that because I don't.
But you yourself highlighted the fact that she used this "he's an African American" thing.
I don't support the new 2020 racism.
Can you not see that this woman is plainly racist and using racism as a weapon against this black man?
I would fire her because she created a false narrative.
She's a
liar, and she used that false narrative of an African American because she knew that the cops would respond a lot quicker, like you mentioned earlier, than they would if it was just some homeless white guy. No, she should be fired because she's lying. Not because she's racist, and I don't support that. Just saying, acknowledging someone's color is racist. I don't support that at all. She should be fired.
You don't think there's any significance in the fact that she told the police that it was an African American threatening her?
She's using
pandering.
No, but she's lying.
She's using the man's race as a weapon against him.
Correct, because she knows.
Don't see that as racism.
It's not necessarily.
It's
racist.
Not necessarily her racism. It is the. It's the global racism.
A white person using that racism against a victim of that racism is racism.
If he had been a bald man and she said bald man, it doesn't mean she hates bald men.
No,
it doesn't mean that she thinks she's superior to all bald men.
But if
she's
that was,
describing
if
a
that
man.
Was the case, though, would Conan have just a few minutes ago explicitly pointed out the fact that she said an African American
because
was
she
threatening
because
her.
She knows what she can get away with. She knows
she's
that it will have results in her favor if she uses the right words.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily racist, because in order to be a racist, you have to have the belief. That, at least the textbook definition of it, you have to have the belief that your superiority or whatever to that race.
And that's where I was going with that.
Superiority is a part of it.
No,
it's not racist.
The actual definition is you believe one race believes it is superior or inferior to another race.
Right.
Now it is something different. Now if you acknowledge stereotypes, if you acknowledge someone is different than you, you're racist. That's the new 2020
and that's
definition.
That's not racism. I mean, it's not racism.
I think you're taking the alt-right approach to this.
No, I
think the new definition of racism, as I'm using it, is using a person's race against them. Creating dividing lines along the basis of race.
Okay, well, that is a new definition.
That is a new definition. I've not heard that definition before.
And I agree with that, by the way, but it is new. It's new. Brand new. Well, not brand new. It's been around for at least 10 years. That using someone's race against them. whether it be for employment reasons or because or housing reasons, to keep them down because you just happen to have
me, that's the only fair way to define it, because you can have racism against white people, you can have racism against black people. It's not about belief in superiority.
I don't think it's racism. I think it's bigotry.
She's just identifying a man to the police. Okay, if he had been. Like I said, if he was a bald man and she said there's a bald man in the whatever she called the ramble, whatever part of the park that
is. I think she would have said there is a man threatening me. I don't think she would have pointed out the fact that he was bald.
We can speculate about that all day.
That's why I said I don't think.
But if she wants the police to respond, she has to define to whom they must find in the, you know, or to whom they must go and speak to in the park. So she has to say a black man with a plaid shirt. With, you know, whatever. Like, he's tall, he's this, he's that. You have to describe the person. So, I mean, I'm going to cut her a break on that one. To me, that's the least important part of this video. The most important part is how hysterical this woman is, how out of control she is, and how she treats that dog. And it's very interesting that after this video comes out, she decides she doesn't want to have the dog anymore, and she gives it back to the rescue agency.
Yes, I'm thrilled to know that.
Yeah.
Because... I would agree. The worst part of this video wasn't what I'm perceiving as racism. It wasn't the lie to the police or anything like that. It was the way she tortured this dog on camera.
At no point does that dog have all four paws. I mean, almost no point. There's very few. Like, of this 2 minute or 3 minute.
No, not until it yelps and, like, tries to climb her and then collapses to the ground.
And starts going after it chokes.
Yep.
Because she's literally dragging this thing around by his collar because she's too much of a Karen to realize that, hey, this guy might be giving her good advice.
And then later, at the very end, when the dog's on the ground, she's telling the operator she can't hear. Well, that's because the damn dog is choking to death right in front of you, and that's what's making it so you can't hear the operator. It's not like the guy's shouting at her. He stays quiet.
If anything, she should not be charged with lying to the police or whatever, because I'm fine with people lying to the police. She should be charged with animal cruelty.
If you lie to the police and it gets somebody arrested, I think you should be charged.
If that man didn't have that camera, she could have taken him to court. She could have taken him to town.
This is Free Talk. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
Dan Kearney.
And you know, Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the money on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And getting back into the overarching theme that I was talking about a moment ago with why the black man would never have called the police is a story from ABC News coming out of Minnesota, where four Minnesota police officers have been fired after the death of George Floyd, a black man seen pinned down in video. Now, I have not watched this video, and Ian, I think you said
earlier. I saw it, and I kept on scrolling. I knew what had happened. I've seen these before, and I don't want to see it. It's just that kind of video.
Yeah, I don't have the heart to watch it. So he was evidently pinned down to the ground by his neck, by the knee of a police officer. And the FBI is going to investigate his death. He was apprehended by police in Minneapolis after disturbing video emerged on social media. This is very badly written. Showing a police officer with his knee on the man's neck as the man repeatedly yells out, "I can't breathe." just like, you know, Kelly Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
I can't breathe, please, the knee in my neck, the man, identified as George Floyd, said in a video showing a police officer pinning him to the ground. I can't move my neck. I'm through. I'm through.
Oh, God.
The Minneapolis Police Department announced Tuesday morning that the FBI will be part of the investigation into the death. Minneapolis Police Chief Arredondo said Tuesday morning that the officers involved in the incident had been placed on paid leave. And he pledged the department's full cooperation with investigation. Later Tuesday, however, the mayor of Minneapolis tweeted that all four responding officers in the incident had been terminated, saying four responding MPD officers involved in the death of George Floyd have been terminated. This is the right call. Being black in America should not be a death sentence. For 5 minutes, we watched a white officer press his knee into a black man's neck for 5 minutes. When you hear someone calling for help, you're supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense.
Yeah. Now the question is, they've been terminated, but will they be charged?
Is there any, I'm just curious, any explanation of what happened prior to this officer putting a knee on this man's neck?
Yeah, was he selling cigarettes illegally on the right? on the corner of the street?
I assume that's going to be in the preceding stories, and I didn't read about this until the cops were fired. I was like, wow, they were fired. That's actually...
It's unusual.
Yeah. So, I mean, the rest of it, cops finding anyone, killing them, pretty ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
But actually being put on paid leave, pretty ordinary. Being fired... not as ordinary.
No, it's unusual, highly unusual.
Charges would be better because they definitely committed murder in this case. We all watched the horrific death of George Floyd on video as witnesses. We begged the police to take him into the police car and get off his neck. This abusive, excessive, and inhumane use of force cost the life of a man who was being detained by the police for questioning about a nonviolent charge.
And there were four officers present for this?
Yes.
Yeah. So, look, I understand that the police are going to argue, let me just presume that this man was being violent. There was, you know, some sort of resistance to being arrested or something like that. I don't know what precipitated this, but usually you don't get a knee put on your neck if you just easily get arrested. Like, you know, you put your hands behind your back and go in the car. You know, that's likely not going to happen to you. I'm not excusing the behavior. What I want to say is how many damn tools did this cop have on his belt? Because almost all these cops have not only a gun, but they have pepper spray, or they have a taser, they got some sort of a nightstick, they got all kinds of tools on the, including non-lethal tools like the taser or the pepper spray that they can utilize if they were like all alone. But he had three other guys who were there, and they were all close enough to this to where they were fired as well, to where they could have been like, whoa, Jack, or whatever, lay off, man, you're going too far. They could have pulled this dude back. They could have done anything.
Well, the screenshot of the video here, I mean, they were literally within arm's reach of him and said, hey,
so they're just as guilty as this guy because they did nothing to stop it when they should have absolutely come in there and be like, whoa, we can handle this guy, man. You don't need to do this alone or whatever. But for 5 minutes, they just stood there while this dude's choking him out with his knee. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah.
But it's not uncommon. It's not atypical. It's what you expect from the police these days. You expect them to commit murder on the job, and you also expect them to get away with it. And I suspect they will get away with this in the long run, and that any charges that are filed will not be successful. And
it does happen quite often. It's just they don't all get captured on video.
That's true.
And that's what we're finding out, little bits and pieces of
Kelly
what's
Thompson
actually
was on video
of what's of what actually happened. What about all the cases we never hear of?
What about the freaking armed 19-year-old white girl who shot herself in the back of the head in the face while handcuffed in the back of a police cruiser?
That's talent.
It wasn't on video, but that's what people were told. That's what people are being led to believe, is that somehow handcuffed in the back of this cruiser, she managed to acquire a gun and shoot herself in the head. That's amazing.
Yeah, these
and no one's like, wait a minute. This is the same institution that beat Kelly Thompson to death with flashlights.
These peacekeepers of ours should have cameras on them 24/7. Or none at all.
Yeah, but then they just turn them off.
Well, that's the problem. And
why are they even able to turn them off?
Not able to turn, because they have to use the bathroom. every now and then. We have this is an invasion. Okay, this is an invasion of our privacy, Aria. We have to use the bathroom every now and then.
I will give them that the Freedom of Information Act probably should not apply to needing to see the officers go to the restroom. I will give them that courtesy. Now leave the freaking cameras on. Just cut that part out of the video when you sent me what the officers can
or get rid of them.
I mean, officers. There we go.
And the dog officers too. The robot dogs patrolling the streets with their little COVID sirens. Please vacate the area. Don't stand 6 feet apart.
So they don't want to be recorded while using the bathroom. It's not that they're worried about the video getting out released into the public accidentally.
I don't even know the reasoning behind why they're able to turn their cameras off. I don't know. I assume
that makes sense. Answer. So I would have to assume that.
But if they turn it off like during an arrest, that would be in my book an immediately termination, and you are under suspicion, and especially if something bad happened. Oh, man, I'd be throwing the book at you.
I mean, this is why they pop up their hoods on their squad cars to block the camera.
Yep.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And just a little over a month from now, you can join us and other liberty-minded volunteers. I don't know, Conan, are you going to Forkfest?
I am not.
He's antisocial.
Well, yes. You can join
asocial.
You can join almost the rest of the entire FTL crew at ForkFest 2020 from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. And if anyone tries to sell you a ticket to ForkFest, don't buy it, because there is no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th, and we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you want others to have. But if you're planning an event, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it. I've actually expanded my vacation request to also include the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right on. That's because ForkFest now includes the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's one way to look at it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is now happening during ForkFest.
That is exactly how I choose to look at it. Well, let's go to the phones. We got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Pete's the guy in a country of 350 million people and 1,000 people killed by cops every year, a supermajority of them being in self-defense, a significant portion being overreaction. I would even submit at most 100 people are murdered by cops every year. So it's not even...
I mean, we had the stats on this. It was like 1,700 last year.
To say it's out of the ordinary, 1,700 and 1,000 really isn't that big a difference, statistically speaking, James, as you know. But this is the type of story that self-righteous leftists and right-wing progressives love to talk about. But I called to compliment you on your courage. Speaking of being progressive, you and your fellow townie trolls went down to the beach the other day. You take what is so progressive of you is that you confront fake evil and then condemn the people that confront real evil. And I was reminded of that sentiment.
Who did we condemn?
Yeah. you condemn police. You condemn the U.S. military, of which I drove past the same.
It's actually not true. I actually have praised the police when they've gone after real bad guys.
Everybody does.
Not me.
So that doesn't count. But I'm talking about, you're saying it's ordinary for cops to kill to murder people, which, given even if it were 1,700 people, it wouldn't be ordinary, considering there must be a million cops. But I'm going to say I'll submit that's 100 out of 350 million. But, you know, like I said, if I may continue to think about how it was reminded us, you are driving past the Memorial Day ceremony in St. George's veteran ceremony.
James, I'm honored you think about me while you're driving around.
It made me think about how proud I am. It made me think of how proud I am of people that confront real evils and put their life on the line to do it.
Good for you.
Like your daddy, James.
For them people, and you have no appreciation for it, and those people...
No, because they did me no favors.
Those people are because of people like that, you have free speech.
Oh, and otherwise we'd be speaking German
or
Japanese, right?
You know, speaking of that, my dad could have been murdered by a Jap or a German. In fact, he was lit up by a Nazi in the godforsaken art and force, Conan.
Okay, James, let me ask you a quick question, though.
By an inch.
Do you agree that government grants rights?
May I continue?
No, I need an answer to my question. Do you think that government grants rights?
And his...
He doesn't want to have
actually, this is something we've talked about in the past. What James's relationship with his dad is,
because it was clearly bad. It was clearly
we always,
not good.
We've always talked that it's been very bad, but James is very. You have a good opinion of him.
Well,
James,
he's on mute now because he won't answer my question, which is very simple. He says, you know, we wouldn't have these rights if not for the military. So effectively, the military gave us rights.
You could extrapolate that from what he says.
Yeah. Well, he's going to say that the military prevented Germany from overtaking the U.S. or Japan with their, you know, that little island over there.
None of those possibilities was ever a realistic threat.
Ever. But a lot of people believe it. They believe that we'd be speaking German right now if it wasn't for us sending American troops over to Europe to storm the beaches.
He may not agree that they gave you the rights. He may say they protected your rights.
Okay. But you asked him a question.
We've always wanted to know James's relationship with his dad, and if it's... I've always wanted to figure out...
I wish he'd just go away.
I kind of want to figure out what's wrong with James. What is your problem, dude?
People have been trying that in the Discord chat for like 2 years.
How were you created? What made you, man?
James, you're live.
Conan, progressives always have smear, and that's all you've got. I'll be happy to answer that question if you hold me over. Rather than interrupting me when I was making a point about how proud I am of my father for blowing up Nazis to bits and pieces, and the locals welcomed him and his fellow comrades that drove in German tanks and with artillery that killed even many locals, and they didn't blame the American military. They blamed the Nazis.
Right,
that
James.
Happening.
More importantly, you like your dad. That's great. Did your dad like you?
On the other side of the break, Aria.
No, I'm not holding you to the other side of the break. That's not going to happen.
Oh, really?
You're not that interesting.
Question. You're a loser, Ian Bernard, and you're never going to get away with what you've done.
Boo, boo, boo.
But speaking of the FBI that was mentioned earlier, you're lucky.
Thanks, James. he didn't answer my question. You know,
he never does.
He's terrible.
We'll get it. We'll weed it out of him. We'll get it out of him. Yeah. So definitely,
we
he
did
likes,
learn tonight that he loves.
He
his
loves
dad.
His dad. The question now is, did your dad love you back?
Yes.
Because I don't think he did. Otherwise, you wouldn't be so mean and so angry all the damn time, man.
Would your dad be proud to know that your obsession is to call a talk radio program and just constantly bring up the past? With these talk radio hosts for the last most of the decade
and
of life.
And talk about hurting them and their family members.
And he drives around thinking about trannies. We can't forget that.
Thinking about you specifically.
James, what would your father say? So anyway, Forbes thinks that you will never get another stimulus check.
I never got the first one, but I wasn't expecting
it. I didn't get it either. Not planning on it either.
I don't pay taxes, so.
And what they're getting at here is actually a very cleverly worded headline meant to get attention. They're not saying people won't get an additional stimulus payment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're talking, and you have to read the article to get into that. We're going to get into it and what they're actually getting at. But they're talking paper checks. Because I think even most of Americans who did receive a stimulus payment from the government did not, in fact, receive a paper check. We did during the Bush administration.
I read that it could be as late as September, but last Saturday, I think I delivered about 20, between 20 and 30 to people who didn't already have a direct deposit set up with. But
now, were these the prepaid Visa cards that the...
No. The regular IRS checks.
Okay.
And I was assuming, I didn't talk to the customers, but I'm pretty sure that they were all stimulus checks.
Because what I had heard, and you know, the government's changing its mind constantly, was that their next plan was to handle all of these people without checking accounts and all of that.
That's what they want, yeah.
Prepaid cards from Visa, which... Man, Visa
That's
must
good
be
for
making,
Visa.
Yeah, must be making a killing on that,
uh-huh.
And distribute those. So April 10th, 2020 will go down in the history books, says Forbes. As you likely know, the U.S. government handed out coronavirus checks. Over 150 million Americans received the $1,200 cash injection. This isn't the first time Uncle Sam issued free money, but this is the first time Americans didn't need a bank account to get the cash. Well, that's not true either. When George W. Bush did it, you could have taken your stimulus check to Walmart or whatever and
cashed
it. Yeah. You didn't actually need a bank account in order to do it. But we're going to get into this article on how PayPal became the first internet bank authorized by the U.S. government to issue stimulus checks. 855-50-855. This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Lynette Warren, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, Lynette is a gold-level amplifier, which means Lynette chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. But of course, we don't ask for $10 a month. All we ask for you to join the AMP program is $5 per month. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you like its message, and you want to help us get on more radio stations, all that great stuff, contributing to the AMP program is the best way to do it. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all money that goes there is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So, Lynette, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you enjoy the show, and we hope you continue amplifying it. Now, something appears to be happening in Minneapolis, Conan.
So, I'm pretty sure I know why those officers were fired. Because of this event that was planned for today, this evening, and it is actually, and it's taking place. Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Minneapolis Police Department, 3rd Precinct, has been surrounded by protesters who have started smashing the windows with bricks. Numerous police vehicles and parking lot have had the windows smashed out and contents vandalized, according to video.
Finally, finally, the protesters on a police violence incident, and we're talking about the man being choked to death here. Four cops actually fired over this, which is unusual, but... Finally, instead of like smashing a Walgreens or a McDonald's or a Starbucks,
the Starbucks. They need the Starbucks for their
lattes. They've destroyed Starbucks.
They've destroyed their own neighbor's establishment.
Yeah,
you know it's
these people who get mad about police violence have very rarely actually targeted the police departments. They go and they target local business owners. And so finally, they're actually destroying the police department and breaking windows there. And you know what? I don't support violence as a solution to things, but this is your property, right? You paid for it. You
that's the myth.
Yeah, your money was stolen from you, and it was used to pay for this property. That much is true. So as far as I'm concerned, destroying government property is totally fine.
Yeah, so windows have been smashed, contents have been vandalized. According to video from Unicorn Riot, check out that Twitter because all of these videos are there on Unicorn Riot at the Twitter. Officers are inside of the surrounding building, and and other officers in crowd control gear have started to respond to the parking lot and are deploying gas. Now, I'm watching some of these videos, and what I see a lot of people just kind of milling around, milling about. It's not like people with pitchforks and torches. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't get that feeling at all.
Well, I mean, they're pretty upset if they're smashing windows.
I'm not actually seeing that. I'm not seeing that. But I am seeing the wreckage.
Well,
if they're
good, smart riders, they won't have video of themselves smashing police car windows.
Correct. So I'm not actually seeing them in the act, but I have seen pictures of the damage. And yeah, there's police cars that are basically gutted.
Nice.
The only things I've seen are just, you know, typical protest pics. And the only interesting thing about it really is that although some of the people there are wearing masks, even a majority said Fox 9, none of them, there is no social distancing here.
Mm.
This is a photo of a relatively small area, and people are just packed into it. I would agree. Good. Great. If this is what it takes to end
social distancing.
Everybody's
finally home. They can't have to go to work, so it's like now you can actually get a protest together.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I do believe I understand what they were trying to get George or Floyd on, and that was forgery.
That's what they were choking him to death for?
I saw that earlier. It was a forgery, an attempted forgery in progress.
Officers responded to the location after receiving a report of a forgery in progress and were told that the suspect appeared to be under the influence and was sitting on top of a blue car, according to the press release.
What the hell is a forgery in progress?
I don't know. It's like
falsifying your parents' signature on a report card?
Maybe he had false identification or false vehicle registration. So he got out of his car and sat on top of it or something.
That's not really.
I'm
a
curious
forgery.
To know the rest of the story on that. I don't think we're going to get it from the news story though.
No, I don't either. So he was all of this. He's dead now because some Karen called in and reported a forgery in progress.
It was. Yep. It might have been the police who called it in because they were trying to. They were trying to get him on something. Who knows? I guess more information is going to come out. And more vehicles are getting more vehicles and more windows are going to get busted out this evening as well, and more gas canisters are going to be launched. They're launching them out like you wouldn't believe.
So what's happening right now in Minneapolis? I mean, it's continuing.
It's going on.
It's
right
going
now.
On right now as we speak.
Okay. Wow. So the police are using tear gas. You said
a lot of it. Yeah. The streets are fog ridden, gas ridden.
And the police, it would seem, are
scared. I mean,
sieged in the police department.
It sounds that way. You know, the cops are responding because they're afraid of what's happening here. I mean, usually people aren't riled up enough to start breaking things of the police. That's very, very rare that something like that happens.
Yeah, this is a new level for sure.
Mm-hmm. Is it a new normal?
A new abnormal? I hope it's the new normal and not the new abnormal. Hope it sticks around.
Well, I would prefer it be the abnormal because I would prefer, you know, the police in the United States to not kill people. And if they don't kill people, there's not as much reason to go put bricks through their windows.
If there were consequences for killing people, like they themselves received an eye for an eye death themselves, maybe they wouldn't kill so many.
I have to say that I do agree with Ian. If you're going to destroy things over this, make sure it's the party responsible's property that mm-hmm. you're destroying, not your neighbor's Subaru.
But as Ian mentioned, they didn't pay for it. We did.
I didn't pay
Well,
taxpayers paid for it.
Your rent is going to pay for these clowns. $7 million here in Keene.
Sure.
So yes,
is that the police department budget?
Yeah, that's the police.
Jesus.
So yes, you did pay for this. If you buy anything at the store, a soda, your little energy drink, you paid for it.
Okay. Yeah, but by that same reasoning, I paid for the bombs that are being dropped on Middle Eastern kids in Africa.
This is also
true.
Yeah.
This is also true. So what are you going to do?
I mean, it's true, but I get no choice in the matter. Oh, I'm going to stop paying taxes as much as I can by using cryptocurrency. Also, yeah, there was also no tax on the energy drink because it's New Hampshire and there is no state sales tax.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you're paying for the light bill of the building, the establishment you bought it from.
You're paying for the gas taxes.
Well, yeah, using U.S. dollars, you're ultimately feeding into the war machine, into the murder machine.
Even though there's no sales tax on the drink that you bought, it's still passed through a variety of different locations and hands prior to, all of which are paying taxes on their property,
sure.
All of which are paying, you know, income taxes.
Hey, I'm
on
one
the
of the strongest crypto enthusiasts out here. I mean, I love it.
We're just saying you can't get away from it. Yeah. You just can't.
But attempting to get away from it, I think, says
something. It's worth doing something. Yeah. I mean, it's minimizing your contributions to the tax insanity is definitely worth doing. It's a moral thing to do.
Well, let's go to the phones real quick. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Ian's wearing my shirt again.
Okay, most people aren't watching the video feed, so that's not really particularly relevant. But yes, I do.
Well,
have a
they
snake
should.
Pliskin.
You want it, you want everybody to know that they can see you on YouTube or on Twitch or on
shirt on.
Is that a $6 shirt?
Maybe I think so. Anyway, what else were you calling? What were you calling about? Can you please be quick?
I was calling about Memorial Day, but I think I'll just comment on Minneapolis and what would have been even better, and what people should do when they're watching the cop with his knee on the dude's throat with the camera running. They should have kept the camera running and then said to the cop, get off of his effing neck now. That's an order. And then they should take down the names of all of the cops present and make a list and publish the list so that everybody knows who these MFers are forevermore. And then they might not even need to do protests like that. That's what I would recommend.
Good advice.
I'm not sure how taking down four cops and getting them fired, which, I mean, you can find their names publicly. That's not hard to do. I mean, and they were videotaping the thing, and they did tell the cops to get off of him.
Good.
But, I mean, the cops aren't going to listen to a random bystander.
No.
They
no.
never do. You can't appeal to one of these cops wrapped up in this situation where they're murdering somebody. They're just like that hysterical Karen that we saw earlier. They're just reacting to the situation, and all thought is gone from their heads. That's why they're so trained to rely on that animal instinct that they have to just go for the kill so that they don't have to stop and think. All they have to do is react according to their training.
But as the populace, as the public begin to arm themselves more and more, there's the record gun sales in the last couple of months. If you were to see this event,
well,
someone's got a camera, you're yelling at this cop to get off this guy's throat. You know this guy. This guy's your friend. This guy's your neighbor. You're armed. When does it come to the level that you actually make that next step to protect your fellow human being from being murdered right in front of you? You're just going to videotape it and stand there and watch the whole thing? Or are you actually going to intervene?
That's an awesome question, Conan. I wish I had an answer. This has been Free Talk Live.
Looking for a great real estate investment? Consider New Hampshire, which is ground zero for the Liberty Movement. Your first call should be to Mark Warden from Porcupine Real Estate. He's more than just a real estate agent. He's your New Hampshire concierge. Where are the best places to live? Do you want farm, city, the burbs, or forest? Do you want a duplex or multifamily building so that renters pay your mortgage? There are homes in all price ranges in New Hampshire, and Mark can help with financing too. Invest in liberty and property. Mark Warden can help. PorcupineRealEstate.com